107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And when we continue on the pregame show with Wisconsin at USC, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
This is Badger Football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. Surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Mike Heller back with you at the LA Coliseum. Wisconsin and USC kicks off at 2:30, and it is turning into a gorgeous day. Now, from here, you can't quite see to downtown. The skyline of downtown Los Angeles is obscured by smog, but the marine layer has mainly burned off, and now it is a picture-perfect day here at the LA Coliseum. Local time is 11:03 on this beautiful Saturday morning. Time for the Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL, here's Nick Brusewitz.
It was a busy week for former Badgers in week three of the NFL season, beginning in Indianapolis. Running back Jonathan Taylor had himself a day against the Bears defense in a 21-16 win over Chicago. He recorded 110 rushing yards and two scores on 23 carries, including this 29-yard touchdown in the second quarter.
Here's Taylor. Next move by Jonathan Taylor. Oh, yeah! Touchdown! And some sweet moves by JT.
highlight courtesy of CBS. Taylor also added a reception for 25 yards in the contest as the Colts won their first game of the 2024 campaign. Down in Dallas, tight end Jake Ferguson hit his stride in week three, securing six catches for 95 yards in the Cowboys' 28-25 loss to the Ravens, most notably reeling in this 24-yard catch in the first quarter.
Blitz coming. It's picked up. Prescott wide open in the middle. It's Ferguson. Hauls it in inside the 30 and a first down for the Cowboys.
That call from Fox over in Pittsburgh. T.J. Watt was able to get to the quarterback again in week three against the Chargers, finishing his day with three solo tackles and this sack of Taylor Heinicke in the fourth quarter.
We're bringing it.
That highlight from CBS as the Steelers pulled off a 20-10 victory in week three, but Watt wasn't the only former Badgers linebacker to get a sack in the win. Second-year pro Nick Herbig emerged in a big way in Pittsburgh, recording three solo tackles, including two sacks, most notably stripping quarterback Justin Herbert in the third quarter.
Second and 10. There he is. He knocked the ball out of his hands, and Slater was able to recover it. Tony, you were all over it.
That audio once again from CBS as Herbig made the most of his opportunity to start in place of Alex Highsmith, who was unavailable due to an injury. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Up next, a look around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 11th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on October 5th against Purdue. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans, and Wisconsin Pork Association. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wow. Once again, back at the L.A. Coliseum, the Badgers and Southern Cal kick off today at 2:30. The Big Ten with its first near full slate of games in the expanded conference this weekend. Just Minnesota and Northwestern have just Northwestern has the weekend off. Ohio State, by the way, ranked number three in the country. Oregon is eighth. Penn State is ninth. USC, who Wisconsin plays here today, is 13th. Michigan is 12th. The Illini are ranked 19th. Indiana, Nebraska, and Iowa just outside the top 25. Here's the scores as they sit right now. 10-19 to play in the third quarter at the Big House. Michigan rolling Minnesota 21-3. So the Wolverines, off of that late game touchdown last week against USC, looking to go to 2-0 in the Big Ten today. Indiana leads Maryland. That's a battle of 4-0 Indiana, 1-0 in the Big Ten. And the Hoosiers lead the Terps 21-14 midway through the third quarter in Bloomington. Nebraska, off of their loss to Illinois 8 days ago, trails at Purdue midway through the third quarter. It's 3-0 Purdue leading Nebraska. Later today, Ohio State will play at Michigan State. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. Illinois, number 19, at Penn State, number 9. That's also tonight at 6:30. And number 8, Oregon, is at UCLA at 10 o'clock. Last night, Rutgers beat Washington 21-18. Rutgers now 4-0, 1-0 in the Big Ten. And Washington, one of the great teams in the country a year ago, falls to 3-2 overall, 1-1. In the Big Ten. After this break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Your football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Again, back with you at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum, beautiful downtown Los Angeles, just off in the distance. I say beautiful. It is obscured a little bit by either marine layer or smog, whichever one you choose. Patrick Herb is down on the field as we get set. It's the eighth meeting all time with USC having a 6-1 advantage. Wisconsin won the most recent meeting, the 2015 Holiday Bowl. Joel Stave, Alex Erickson, Corey Clement, and three-sack Jack Sitchy starred in a Badgers 23-21 win in a chilly San Diego. Patrick Herb on the sideline. Today it'll be warmer. I don't know if you remember that. That was a fairly chilly night in San Diego for the Holiday Bowl in 2015.
Definitely, yeah. Today's going to be gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, in terms of Los Angeles weather, it's pretty boring around here. It's nice most days. But they had a heat wave about a week ago. They've got a heat wave coming next week. Today we're hitting the sweet spot. It's going to be about 80 degrees and sunny and just a great day for Big Ten clash.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Matt and I opened the pregame show talking about the iconic nature of walking into this stadium, the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. Give me a little bit of a sense of where that sits historically, and then we'll talk about some of the amenities that the team is dealing with.
Yeah, the historical nature can't be lost on you when you come in, and there are reminders of it all over the place. There are murals that have Martin Luther King speaking here, and the NASCAR races that have happened, and yeah, Super Bowls over the years, and the Olympic events that this building has hosted. And so that's not lost. And in fact, the team came over yesterday and did a walkthrough, I think partially for that reason, partly because it was a four-hour flight and they wanted to get them out of the plane, moving around a little bit instead of just going right to the hotel. But also, I think, to get some of the oohs and ahs out, if you will, that they could come here and see it and take their selfie pictures and take video of it and put it on Instagram and get that out of their system before they came back over today to focus on business.
Field conditions, Matt walked down on the field. You're on the field now. A very beautiful grass field and almost like a golf course in the way it's kept up.
That's the best way to describe it. It's Bermuda grass, which is incredible. And the way this is manicured, it does feel more like a putting green or a really tight fairway than a grass football field. So much the fact that if you take a photo of somebody standing on it, their feet do not depress into the grass at all. It's that it's that beautifully manicured. When the team came over here and walked around earlier, they had areas of the field that were off limits, that were kind of roped off. Nobody could be in the end zones or in the midfield logo, et cetera. And you almost really feel guilty walking on it and afraid to scuff it up. It's that nice. You think about when you're on a putting green and you don't want to leave a trail behind. That's almost the way it feels. And so now that the teams are warming up, you're starting to see divots and stuff, and it's amazing that they've already played games here on this field this season, and it looks as good as it does.
Patrick, it's a sellout here today. They reduced the seating in this beautiful Coliseum to about 75,000 when it's fully open, and they open up the end zone to our right. It's closer to 100, but both teams go up that far left tunnel, and the locker room is also different here.
Yeah, there's some unique aspects of this building, including what you mentioned, that the two teams share a tunnel. That's the case at Michigan. Both teams come in and out, but it's rare. As we know at Camp Randall, they're on opposite ends of the stadium, the locker rooms are. Here, they're literally next door to each other, and the officials' locker room is right there, too, and they're all connected by a hallway. So the proximity is very interesting. The other thing that I find interesting about the locker room, so they redid them in 1991, when they went sort of did the renovation. And at the time, Los Angeles Raiders were playing here, and so Al Davis helped remodel the locker rooms, and he demanded that the visitors' quarters would be cramped and have no open area for team meeting. This is a true story, unlike the home locker room that's got a big open area. So the visitors' locker room here, it's only about 20 by 30 feet, and it's stuffed with a couple banks of lockers in the middle of the room, and the lockers go all the way up to the ceiling to make it feel more cramped and claustrophobic. And most importantly, there is no major area where the coach can call up the team and address everybody at one time. So that is strategically done, and there's a little bit of the gamesmanship that happens in these college and pro venues.
Oh, Al Davis and Hayden Fry, something in common. Let's talk about availability for today. Thomas Heiberger is on the injury report.
Yeah, Wisconsin is honestly pretty healthy, knock on wood, other than obviously the two big ones in James Thompson and Tyler Van Dyke, that it will probably not return again this season, either one of them. But from a general standpoint, the injury report is very clean for Wisconsin, and so Thomas Heiberger is on there as the only questionable name, name that's listed as questionable. He's a freshman outside linebacker that we haven't seen yet this season. He got hurt during camp and hasn't really been able to participate much. but he's working his way back. And this is noteworthy because he's one of the few true freshmen that have been identified by this coaching staff as somebody who will contribute this year. And so we've seen a few. We've seen Xavier Lucas, and we've seen a little bit of the running backs and a couple other spots where we've had freshmen contribute. Thomas Heiberger is the next in line, and it remains to be seen yet whether they're going to get anything out of him today. But even the fact that he's listed as questionable is a big step in the right direction that they will get him back soon. And so if he can play today, maybe give a little bit of pass rush, something that this team has been missing and really yearning for, that could be a huge lift today against a team like USC.
Very good stuff, Patrick. Enjoy this time on the field, and we'll check in with you once we get back here in about an hour.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Herb on the sideline here at the Coliseum. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
It is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
We continue from the L.A. Coliseum in Los Angeles. Mike Heller, I welcome in Jesse Temple from The Athletic. Wisconsin after the bye week here in L.A. I finished my conversation with Matt LePay about 40 minutes ago talking about opportunity games. And there are really 4 of them that people would circle on the calendar this year on the schedule for Wisconsin. One was Alabama. This is 2. You get home games with Penn State and Oregon. 0-1 in the opportunity games. Give me a sense of what makes this one different, maybe more gettable, unless I'm being too optimistic.
No, I don't think you're being too optimistic. It's different in the sense that it's the first Big Ten game, and so while the Alabama game was a big deal, this is now your focus, trying to work your way toward being an upper echelon team in the conference. USC's coming off a very physical, tough game at Michigan, and I do wonder how much that's going to play a role in here. We remember the great Wisconsin teams of the past where a team would roll into Madison and lose, and then they would lose the next week because Wisconsin beat them up. I do wonder if Wisconsin having an extra week will benefit the Badgers.
Yeah, that is an opportunity. USC, their rushing defense gave up almost 300 to Michigan a week ago. You would think that would open up the eyes and the opportunity for Wisconsin on the ground.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit different type of game. That was a game where Michigan was starting a new quarterback, only threw 12 passes, ran the ball 46 times. Obviously, they had more of a mobile quarterback and ended up with 290 rushing yards. I still think even though they've got a new quarterback coming in here, Braden Locke, he's played before, but now he's the starter for the rest of this season, they're still going to throw the ball. This is still going to be a Phil Longo type of offense where he wants balance. I don't see kind of a 10-pass, 50-run type of game that I think of when Kurt Phillips was with Wisconsin in 2012 against Indiana.
It is interesting in many regards that I think maybe the more difficult assignment is when Wisconsin's on the field defensively against a USC team that has so many weapons and a much different quarterback. This is not the Caleb Williams USC in which he threatens you with his legs. Miller Moss is not that guy, but he is a very good thrower. And if Wisconsin can't get pressure to him, could create for a long day.
You are exactly right. Wisconsin has not been able to get the kind of consistent pressure it has wanted through three games and is going to have to figure out a way to do it. One of the things defensive coordinator Mike Tressel pointed to this week was a key play in the game last week when USC played Michigan. It was a 3rd and 16, and Miller Moss had all the time in the world, stepped up and delivered a perfect 24-yard touchdown pass to give USC a lead in the fourth quarter before Michigan came back. And he said, he will sling it. You got to be able to do something there. So Wisconsin's going to have to make him uncomfortable, but at the same time, the secondary is going to have to do its job because there are some very physical big receivers who are 6'4", 6'6", and then they have Zachariah Branch as your slot receiver, who was the number one wide receiver in the 2023 recruiting class.
This is the Big Ten opener for Wisconsin. It's USC's second Big Ten game. And I look around the league right now. Nebraska leads at Purdue 7-3 midway through, well, now late in the third quarter. That's a little bit surprising. And Indiana and Maryland tied at 21 each. Michigan is hammering Minnesota 24-3. Early returns, as you look at the conference, what jumps out or stands out to you early?
There are a lot of really good teams. This is why this is one of the two super conferences with the SEC. Think of a team like Rutgers, which continues to be unbeaten and is now looming for Wisconsin. You talk about those four opportunity games. I don't know how many people thought Rutgers would have potentially been one, but the Scarlet Knights very well could be unbeaten when Wisconsin has to go to Piscataway. So it's an extremely difficult league. It's as hard as it's ever been, and that is part of the challenge that Luke Fickell faces in trying to help elevate Wisconsin's program.
Last thought, I'm going to go back to Braden Locke. We talked about him and the opportunity that sits in front of him. What we didn't talk about is the backup, because the backup to Braden Locke is somebody that hasn't seen the field before in Mabry Matoyer. Your view of where they sit if Braden Locke had an issue?
Well, he would certainly be next in line, Mabry. This is his birthday, so you know, it's a big day for him. I think when we saw the preseason, and he was here in the spring as well, there was a clear delineation between where Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke were and then where Mabry Matoyer was, which is understandable. He's a true freshman. The preference probably would be not to have to go to him and put him in a very difficult spot, but he does have some good qualities. I saw his ability in the read option game to gain some good yardage. He's got a very strong arm, but there's a reason why Wisconsin has not started a true freshman quarterback since 1991. It is extraordinarily difficult to succeed as a young guy in this league.
Yeah, that guy was pretty good. Brooks Bollinger turned out to be an impressive quarterback. Last thought, in the big play offense that has been missing from Wisconsin, where has Tretch Kekahuna been, and how has he not been more featured?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a key question. In practices, he's a playmaker consistently. Now, I think it comes down to being able to hang on to the ball and route running and all those things, but you got to figure out a way to get him the ball, even if it's behind the line of scrimmage, just to see what he can do. They've got to figure out how to hit more explosives. It's been one of the things that stood out most through three games that's been lacking. And even if you hit one or two with Braden Locke, it can change the complexion of a game.
A couple of former Trojans for the Badgers hoping for a day here as well.
Yes, this is a big day for C.J. Williams, Tackett Curtis, and also Alex Grinch, the secondaries coach who was the defensive coordinator here for two seasons. There's a lot of motivation at play. You wouldn't necessarily think USC and Wisconsin have a lot in common, being two time zones and 2,000 miles apart, but big day for those guys, and really this is a big day for a program.
Jesse, very good. Appreciate it. Enjoy the day. Stay tuned. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher will take over. Our pregame coverage continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
Of your local grocer today.
Badger Football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger Pregame Show.
Coliseum, our pregame coverage continues. The Wisconsin Badgers as a program making the first trip out to the Coliseum since 1966. We got that out of the way. Even I wasn't here for that. Tausch wasn't born yet. But they're back here, and I'm still, Mark, wrapping my mind around the fact that this is a Big Ten game, Wisconsin and USC. You get past that, though. You got a Trojans team that looks like it is getting better, particularly on the defensive side. And the Badgers still trying to find themselves and trying to build on some positives, and maybe that it would start at your favorite position group, the offensive line. Maybe some things there that they could build on this afternoon.
Yeah, I think when you take a look at this football team so far, the questions that we had coming into the season, they're still here. And now, you have that tough loss against Alabama, and it was a beatdown on all three phases. So, we joke a lot about the bye week and when it's a good time, when it's not a good time. I actually think, all right, total reset, Big Ten, which this is weird that we're out in California. Typically, that's Rose Bowl, or we haven't been here since 66. This is a great opportunity to kind of reset. And when you have a tough loss, a lot of times you want to get right back out on the field. But when you lose your quarterback and you have to kind of almost reset and reevaluate, I think you have the bye week. You get fresh. You get mentally fresh, I think, is just as important. And now everyone has to kind of take a look at what can I do? It's the team as a group knows they need to be better. But I think coaches have always said, just look at what you need to do individually, and then the entire group will be better. And I think every group, O-line, running, every group knows they need to be a little bit better in order to kind of turn this season around.
It's a little bit of a cliche topic, but I've never shied away from cliche topics. But is there, I asked Luke this week, Fickell, is there something to be said for just being on the road? You know, you're going to have Badger fans here today, but, you know, and you love the atmosphere of Camp Randall and all of that, but just you guys, did you find something in that as a team? I mean, 25 years ago, your turnaround started on the road.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Listen, I always will want to play at home for a lot of reasons. Your family, crowd noise, everything else. But there is something. I think as a player, you love embracing challenges. And there's nothing more challenging than going on the road. This place is going to be filled to the brim today. And you're going to have some Badger fans throughout. But there is nothing better than coming in when nobody thinks you can win, talking to folks down on the sideline in the national media. Nobody thinks Wisconsin, and I'm telling you, the players hear that, coaches hear that, but there's nothing better than if you can empty this stadium out in the end of the fourth quarter and you have your Badger fans taking over and cheering for you. There is that, it's just us that gets on that plane, gets on those buses, and you do rally around each other because there's a lot of folks that are kind of jumping off that bandwagon. When you come out here on a road trip, it's just your group. And you fight for that common goal to kind of turn things around.
As Tausch said, this is a sellout, which is not an automatic out here for USC football. Yeah, it's 77,500. That is the listed capacity now. If you're ever familiar, if you've seen, you know, games at the Coliseum, the south, I believe it's the south end zone or whatever, off to our right, there are seats that go another 50 yards, whatever, from our right. I say north to south. That doesn't mean anything, anybody listening, to our right. But the seats back there are you know, curtained off, and they're recognizing famous numbers from the past. But that's another 40 yards or 50 yards beyond the back line of the end zone. So, in other words, they'd be lousy seats. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, you didn't worry about it. You sold the tickets. But 77.5. Is a sellout, one of two sold-out crowds, at least now, that they have listed for USC football. So they've only won 8 games last year, but they're trying to get back on track, and obviously some intrigue about their program joining a new league.
Well, it's the first time they've played a home game in the Big Ten. So there's all of that excitement. I think Wisconsin, you know, we obviously have a great brand and, you know, how that's going to play. So their fan base is going to be excited about kind of a new era of USC football. So it's just, I think you love this place. You can just feel the history. I know we practiced here when we played out here for Rose Bowls, and we'd walk down the tunnel and you'd see all the Heisman trophies and everything. So this is a great opportunity that everyone, again, it's very similar to the Alabama game at home. This is what you come here for, is to play in these big game atmospheres.
So we had a little coastal fog this morning, or is that marine layer since you've been out here for
I've been out here a couple weeks now. I'm definitely don't want to say I'm a California resident because, you know, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, so, Matt, what happens is the marine layer will burn off around 11 or 12. It depends. So I know we want to see that skyline behind the Coliseum. I think around 1 o'clock today, just because there's some other things that, you know, barometric pressure and things like that have come in. So we're going to have that clear out here probably around, I'd say 1 o'clock.
That's the voice of California Governor Mark Tauscher.
It's Pacific time out here, too.
Yeah, I got you.
Make sure you understand that.
So we're not quite at Sunsplash, but we're on our way to a Sunsplash day.
It's Sunsplash, not to the same degree because of said marine layer. But I'm telling you, you are down on the field. This is it's pristine. Like, I feel like I putt from the rough a bunch when I'm playing golf if I'm out. You could putt this to the 100. You could putt the 100 yards and feel really good. It's that smooth.
How long you been out here?
A long time.
Mr. California, Mark Tauscher, joining us. Stay with us. We'll get rolling with our Badger pregame show, our scouting report, and the Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. Coming up in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
and ooey, gooey, crispy, buttery grilled cheese is loved by all. Now you can get that same crispy goodness in just 60 seconds. No cleanup, no pans, no fuss. Lunchables grilled cheesies go from zero to crispy in just 60. Because they're microwavable, they are even kid-makeable. Sounds like a delicious win for all. Lunchables grilled cheesies, crispy in 60. Find them in the freezer aisle. You heard that right. Lunchables grilled cheesies are crispy in 60 seconds. To the freezer aisle.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the world of Shamrock supplied.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
A Badgers pregame coverage continues from Los Angeles, Wisconsin, and USC. Big Ten opener for the Badgers. Conference game number two for the Trojans. They lost it down to the wire game against Michigan last Saturday at the Big House. Really good college football game. Michigan scoring on fourth and goal at the one. Let's get to our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig for the Badgers. Tausch, new quarterback, although he started three times last year. Braden Locke played most of the Alabama game as Tyler Van Dyke lost for the season with the knee injury, had surgery earlier this week. So you guys, you've gone through that, and sometimes injuries, sometimes just make it a quarterback change. What's the best advice you're a teammate for somebody like Brayden, who started some, he's got some experience, but what's the best advice a teammate could give Brayden going into this game?
Yeah, be yourself. And, you know, this is not like it's, you know, Brooks, when he came in, for had not played a ton. Brayden Locke has played a lot of football, started, what, 3 games last year. And I think for me, you know, as a teammate, just be yourself. Don't try and do anything. Find your strengths. And from a coaching standpoint, you have to get him comfortable and get him some easy throws early in the game. I thought, you know, when he came in that Alabama game, it was a little bit of a struggle. You could see the nerves, and I don't blame him. A big atmosphere, everything else. But get him out of the pocket. You know, watching him at practice, you know, during training camp and when he was battling for that job, you like what he does. Get him outside of the pocket. Let him get some of those easy throws and put a lot of pressure on the defensive ends and linebackers that they can't just sit in that box and pin their ears to try to stop this run. So utilize his legs. Get him out. Get him some easy throws early in the game.
Will Pauling has been far and away the most popular target again. Luke Fickell has talked about this before camp started. They would like to have a little better distribution. We haven't seen it yet. But Tausch, I was telling Mike Keller, I mean, I'm not a scout, but I can't help but believe that this receiving core is more talented than what the numbers would suggest. Now, is there a, you know, an All-American in there? I'm not ready to say that, but somebody like Tretch Kekahuna, you know, it's a big day for C.J. Williams going up against his former team. They can find ways to get the ball in others' hands and maybe take a little bit of the attention away from Will Pauling a little bit.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I think, just listening to Badger fans, and again, you take that, you have to stretch the field a little bit. I think right now everything is so condensed that it makes it so much more difficult. So, you know, whoever that's going to be, you just get one or two big plays and everything changes. So I hope today, I think you're going to see things open up and realize when you go through a bye week, a lot of times it's a self-scout. What are we doing? What's working? What's not? How are our opponents viewing us? How are we, you know, you ask the defense, you get all of that information. And I think job one has to be, we have to stretch the field. You have to take some chances with one-on-one coverage. If they're going to commit as many people to stop our running game, you're going to have one-on-ones. And let's see if guys can make plays. You just think back to, and it seems like forever ago, the bowl game last year. We saw a bunch of, you know, bigger play opportunities. I think that is where I would, how I would approach that. And then you let these wideouts go make plays.
And then on the defensive side, maybe get some big plays too. There have been just two turnovers, one a muffed punt, another a late interception by Xavier Lucas in the opener. It was a great play. It was a highlight play, but the outcome had been decided. And is it true? Like, if you get one of those, there's juice and maybe one big play could lead to another for a defense that, you know, as we know, it's not been up to the pretty lofty standards that they've had at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem to snowball, and you hope that you kind of get the cap off and then things can start spilling. But that all is going to start with the guys up front. The pass rush, that was one of the things, obviously, went into the transfer portal, you know, tried to bring in more and more talent. And, you know, the first couple of weeks we had those discussions. Well, the ball came out quick and this and that. And obviously Alabama with Milrow, you have to be very disciplined with your rush lanes. So, you know, hopefully today gives these guys an opportunity, because when you want to make big plays in the back end and you want interceptions, the best way to do that is to get a quarterback uncomfortable, whether it's sacking him or getting in and making him throw earlier than he wants, or muddy the situation a little bit. If this season and this team is going to improve and be the team that we all hope it can be, that the group up front needs to be more impactful with pressure and some other things, or, you know, it's going to be a tough day.
Miller Moss has proven his toughness. He was sacked 4 times last week in the game against Michigan. He threw it 51 times. He was sacked 4 times. He threw a pick six in that game, but still this redshirt junior who has waited a while for his opportunity. And why not? It's a transfer world. We get that. But the head coach, Lincoln Riley, in his third year at SC, But he has been mentoring now three Heisman Trophy winners in his career. Most recently, obviously, Caleb Williams. He's had Baker Mayfield. He's had Kyler Murray. So you're waiting with good reason. And in the case of Moss, he's an L.A. guy. He went to Matt Leinart's quarterback camp when Moss was a youth. So being here is what he wants to do. And he's got a lot of weapons. Kyron Hudson, who can make circus-like catches. He made one in their opening game against LSU. Jacoby Lane had a big touchdown reception in the Michigan game. And another note here, special teams, Zachariah Branch, whose great uncle is Cliff Branch, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Zachariah Branch was an All-American specialist last year, bringing a punt and a kick return for a touchdown, and almost broke a kick return for a score in their opening night win against LSU. He is a very dangerous player in their offense and a very dangerous player on their special teams. We'll take a break. Coming up next, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinoxes. We'll visit with former Trojan, now in his second year at Wisconsin, C.J. Williams. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Cat dealer, David Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCat.com or call your local David Cat store for more information. David Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting. A setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
A pregame show continues from the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. Time now for our player profile as we check in with Badgers receiver C.J. Williams in his second year in the Wisconsin program. He's out of Mission Viejo, California, played at the very well-known program, Modern Day High School out here, very nationally renowned high school program. Had a good day against Purdue last year, as well as one of his more productive days as a college player. 5 catches, 56 yards. Modest stats so far this season for the Badgers. A couple of catches, but one of those went for a 50-yard touchdown in Wisconsin's Week 2 win against South Dakota. Yes, he is a former USC Trojan. He, along with Tackett Curtis, with their own incentives beyond the obvious of just trying to play better and win a game. But you figure for those two guys in particular, this game would have extra meaning. Likewise for Alex Grinch, who had been the defensive coordinator at USC and is now on Coach Fickell's staff as a co-coordinator working with the safeties for the Badgers. But getting back to CJ, year two, as he continues to develop, likes where he is, likes the development both on and off the field at Wisconsin.
I remember when I first got here, it was 17 degrees outside, snowing. Kid from California that never seen snow in his life and never been in weather that cold. Mm-hmm. So it was all just an adjustment period. And I think this year for sure, and I think it showed in the second game, just in how I play, I'm definitely more comfortable, whether it's in the offense, whether it's with my teammates around me, the receiver coach, or even the receivers. You know, I'm just a lot more comfortable. I feel like, and that comes with growing pains of being in a program for maybe only 1 year and coming in to something new. Obviously, you go your entire freshman year and you're somewhere else, and then you kind of flip switches and go somewhere completely different. So being comfortable and just being here, it's a blessing, right? It's something that it comes with the ups and downs of everything, but it's definitely an up now that I'm comfortable and I'm here.
No, you're in a position group with a lot of dudes. I mean, really good players. Take us into that, you know, those meetings. I mean, yourself, Bryson Green and Pauling and Tretch Kakahuna, all that group. Close-knit, really competitive, right? Definitely. A lot of helping one another, too?
Definitely, 100% competitive. Like, this is a group of very competitive guys that are also really, really good guys. I think that's the best thing about all of us is, like, we're all great guys that are just trying to get better at football and trying to see the other ones succeed while also succeeding ourselves at the same time. Obviously, we have our two veteran guys, the older cats who are older than me in a year, older than me, Will and Bryson, who are great leaders, and Hawk as well, who obviously earned a scholarship this Will and deserved it more than anyone. All just really good leaders, right? Will, Bryson, kind of the vocal guys, while Hawk is the guy that does every single thing right. And I think you need a guy like that in there as well. And just having Will and Bryson that kind of lead the group, and for the younger guys specifically, to kind of like pave a path of where they're supposed to be going and how to do things the right way, it's something special. And then also you have Tretch, who is considered a younger guy to a lot of people, but he's a mature guy, mature beyond his years, and plays the game like it as well. So I think just having a group full of really good guys, Quincy and Vinny, two guys who are, you know, goers, like natural football players and also just good guys. It adds to our group, not just as, you know, players. We're all a little different. We all play a little bit different. But also we have different personalities, and they're all good personalities. So it never makes it like I don't want to walk in the receiver room right now. I don't want to talk to him. Like everyone, you always want to talk to everyone in that room.
Let's circle back to Hawk and Anderson, a guy from the area. Yes, sir. I remember on social media, they put it out there, the video in one of your meetings. And the joy he obviously was thrilled.
Right.
But everybody around him was. That kind of speaks to how you describe him. I mean, that was really genuine, wasn't it?
It was a genuine reaction. I remember the day it happened because Coach Guyton gave Bryson the papers outside of the room. Like, they took a step out, and then he presented it to me. So to Hawk, and I was sitting on his right, Bryson was sitting on his left, he handed the papers, and I was like real confused at first. I was like, what's going on? Everyone starts cheering, and I realize, and I think just the happiness that on our faces, my face specifically, is just, I think that's a genuine reaction as to, you know, who he is as a person and who he is as a football player, and just how he does things the right way and how he's always celebrating everyone. Obviously, a guy that's been through the ringer of, like, it's his fifth year here, you know what I mean? And he's been there, he's done special teams things, and he does scout things for us when we ask him to. So just having a guy like that earn something that he truly did earn, it's special.
You mentioned Coach Guyton, new position coach, obviously.
Yes, sir.
I just, meeting him back in the spring, like within 2 seconds, going, boy, this guy's got a ton of personality.
Definitely.
He has that, knows ball inside and out. But I would imagine that the relationship is give us an idea, because from the outside looking in, I'm thinking, this is a guy that you could really have a great relationship with and talk about things beyond football.
Definitely. I mean, I think, like I said, our receiver room, and I think this to the highest level, I think a receiver room is only a reflection of its leader, right? If you have bad personalities, or if you have a bad personality leading the room, you're going to have bad personalities manifest throughout the room. That's certainly not the case with Coach Guyton. Just a really good guy, like a genuine good family guy who does everything, like I said, Hawk did, does it in the right ways. I think so does Coach Kiten, who's real straight up with you and talks to you about things, football and outside of football, right? For me, it's hard, right? I live away from Wisconsin. My parents are, 3,000 miles away and an eight-hour flight. So it's tough for me to kind of communicate with someone maybe of authority or someone who I look up to, you know, all the time, because a phone call can really only do so much. Text messages can really do so much. So I think it's nice having Coach Kiten here. And it's really added to, like, what we spoke about earlier, my comfortableness in the program and being in Madison, just because he's such an open guy and he's outgoing and he's really receptive to who you are as a person and just the things going on in your life. I think that's truly it's a reason that I'm in the place I am right now mentally, and it's kind of showing on the field as far as my confidence and things like that.
That's Badgers junior receiver C.J. Williams, and that is today's player profile. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298.